Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
We're going to have to do this today without Roger because he's busy doing stuff. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve, the professor.
For those of you who are looking for him, Roger's not going to be coming on today. He's got personal stuff going on, don't we all? Life is wonderful this time of year. The first rule of business I have is we've been discussing that the Beyond the Monogamy podcast, that it's a difficult name because, number one, it's a really long URL. If you want to go to our URL, it's beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You got to spell monogamy correct and podcast and stuff to get to us. We're considering changing the name of the podcast. We had two top runners, but a third one has been entered. A good friend of the show, Joe, sent in a note, and Joe's suggestion is that it be called Ellis Adventures. E-L-L-I-S. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Ellis Adventures. Cause only, you know, only those who are in the lifestyle understand what Ellis means. And it would be E-L-L-I-S Adventures. That's my number one right now.
I like it. And, you know, you could kind of change the picture so that it wouldn't pop
exactly.
up, you know, as something.
So it looks normal. You know, it's, you know, maybe it's Ellis Adventure and just, I don't know, male, female sign or something, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea. Yeah.
I will talk to Bandingo, see what he has to say. I like fly on the wall, but I'm afraid somebody might get into fly on the wall and think it's completely different. Okay. If you're coming. And I think it'd be too obvious if we said Pineapple Express. Okay. Because, you know, people are all saying that having that pineapple sign on your RV or whatever says that you're a swinger. But I'm kind of digging Ellis Adventure. Anyway, so what's been going on? It's been a couple weeks. Sorry that we missed last week's podcast. It was spring break is what we'll call it. What's going on in your life, Steve? Barbie, what do you got to say?
Ladies first.
Oh, my. Nothing. Nothing. I am in
she
the process
wants to
of
talk.
Moving. Oh. So if anyone. So there's nothing to talk about in the fun world.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, I have several things.
Of course you do. Okay.
First of all, I have a new event for the Sex Olympics.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
It's called bull riding.
Okay.
And it's how long a woman can ride the Sibian or the motor bunny.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, 8 seconds is, you know, you ride the bull for 8 seconds, you know.
You did it.
Yeah. So I thought that would be interesting. But you'd ask, we'd talked about if we'd asked or told family or family found out. And I told a story off air about an incident. And so you'd ask me to share that. So I'll share that with again. Mm-hmm. We had been playing and had been having some fun, and we got done that night. Elle put her stuff in the bathroom, put her butt plug in the bathroom, her couple vibrators, dildo, put it all away, washed it up, left it out. The next day, not thinking, she was in the shower in the morning, grabs the dildo, puts it away, but she didn't pay attention to the butt plug and the little vibrator. Her dad shows up instead of visiting. Says, I need to go to the bathroom. So he walks in. We think nothing of it.
Oh,
walks out. He comes out, has our two nephews with him. They go to the bathroom.
Come
out. Nothing said.
Of course, nothing
they,
is said.
They leave. We walk in there about to die. Here's our butt plug and a little bullet vibrator sitting there on the vanity, right there on the sink.
Oh!
Now, if the
now
boys...
the kids may not know, yeah.
Yeah, the kids may not know, but Grandpa saw it for sure. You know, it's like, what do you say? Nothing was said, so that was just it's an oops. You know, so it wasn't quite a swinger admission, but it was... You know, it's one thing for somebody to find out, but when a family member sees this, you go, oh, my, this is my little girl doing this. What's my little girl doing? You know, so.
Yeah. Trust me, he blocked it from his memory forever.
Oh, I am sure he did. Yeah. I'm sure. So that happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when I used to live closer to Barbie, we used to have this agreement that if I died or she died, we were going to go clean each other's drawers out and make sure that the other person didn't, you know, that stuff was not found by other people.
Right.
Because you can't trust your husbands to do that because they're not going to think about that. But the female is going to think about that. I am at the point in my life where I'm saying, fuck it. Okay. When I die, you open up my closet and there is that stand-up suitcase that is full of toys, okay, that has the color-coded cords and everything taped off, you know, that says pink womanizer, you know, purple rosette or whatever, okay, that has all of that. You open all, and then the lubes, the different, you know, I don't have the lubes anymore. What I have is the coconut oil. Now, they're going to be confused because that's homemade. You know, it's going to be like, well, gosh, mom liked to have a whole lot of coconut oil sitting in here. For will you get that? Will you understand that? But at this point,
smart.
I'm dead. I don't care. Okay.
I really
don't care. And they better be saying, damn, she lived a good life. Okay.
She had a lot of fun.
That's right. A lot of fun.
Well, and that's what we've thought about pictures. We have on, you know, flash drives pictures.
Right.
Of and our children will say, our mom was doing what? You know, look at, oh, well, who's this? Who's that? Oh my God. Oh, who are those guys she's with? Oh my God. Who's those women she's with? You know, so it's
right.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
but there again, we aren't going to care, right? We won't be around.
You're going to be dead, and will it screw them up? I don't know, and I don't care.
Yep.
You know,
nah. Sure. By that time, you know, everybody's grown up, so
yes,
we're all adults.
I did. I'm a fan of Landman, and so I caught up on season 2, and in season 2. The people in the old folks home give the one leading Texan lady, Billy Bob's wife, ex-wife in the series, they, for her birthday, she has a supposed birthday, they give her a whole bunch of sex toys. And she's like, I sense the theme, and they hand her a butt plug. And she opens it up, and it's a butt plug. And the one lady says to her, you put that in, it'll make you sit up straight and it'll really correct your posture and your back will never feel better.
That's great. Yep.
Wow.
So I thought that would be the line that you would give Elle to can tell her dad, that's my back support.
Yeah.
holistic.
It's holistic. That's exactly right.
I want to help my pelvic floor and my back support.
It helps with the Kegels.
Yeah, it's better than any brace I've ever had.
Yeah.
Just put that sucker in there and you sit straight up.
Woo. Yeah, exactly. That's great. I do have a connection, though, to the Landman.
Okay.
One of our mutual friends was in one of the episodes.
Oh, wow.
As a background person. I don't know what they call him. I can't think of what, you know.
Extra.
Yeah, an extra. Yeah, he was an extra. Went down there just for that reason.
Oh, wow.
And was in an episode. So that was pretty interesting. I have a party story for you. You'll appreciate this. We went to a party about 3 weeks ago. And it's the party where the host doesn't vet very well or doesn't at all. Oh, you've joined my private Facebook group. Come to our party. Okay. So get there. They wanted to go. So they met a couple, whatever. This couple wanted to go to the party. Said, okay. Get there. Things get started rather quickly. You know, 20 minutes in, there are women, clothes flinging off. Women are sucking cock, eating pussy, and people are just going crazy. People, you know, are having a good time. Quote, what kind of party is this? I'm going, what do you think it is? It's a fuck party. What do you think we're going to do? Sit around in a circle and sing Kumbaya? Gone in 15 minutes.
How fast?
Wow. How did they not know?
I don't get it. Yeah, you know, they had to tell them what kind of party it was.
You know what, though? Sometimes they hear it and they think they want to see it. And then reality hits them and they're like, oh, I couldn't do this. You know what I mean? I can't take my clothes off. I can't do this. I got to run away.
And we've all seen those people at parties before. But it's just so funny. He's like, what kind of party is this? Well, it's a church revival. Go sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Sunday school planning meeting.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that was the funniest part of the whole thing, of the whole night. So
now, was it a couple or just a single?
It was a couple.
Oh, that's even better.
They bailed. And we've had another couple. They showed up, watched everybody. And I asked host, are they voyeurs or what? You know, you go keep your damn clothes on. What's the deal? No, they're players. Then why are their clothes on? You know? And they invited them back to a pool party. And she hung out. She went topless, got in the pool, and stayed in the pool the whole time. Didn't leave the pool the entire day.
Space wasters is what that is.
Exactly.
That is just that's almost as bad as the couple that decides to go into the one bedroom and take it up all night, lock the door and not play with anybody else but themselves. That's a space waster. That would piss me off. You ain't ever getting invited
back.
Don't
do that.
That happened. Don't do that. And I jumped right in the middle of Doc's ass over that.
Mm-hmm.
We were invited to a party. We get there, and we know a lot of people. Guess who's there? Puppy Doc and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? All that. Well, next you know, so we go upstairs. There's two bedrooms. There's four bedrooms. They lock two of them out because the host says, "Well, this is my bedroom. Nobody's gonna play in this bedroom." Okay. So they close off two of the four bedrooms. So Doc and his wife go into the room with another couple. They're sitting there talking for over an hour and a half.
Come on. You know,
everybody's like
everybody's talk out in the living room, sit on the floor.
Yeah. So everybody's either trying to get into this little one bedroom or downstairs wherever they can. So later in the night, I said, what the hell are you doing, Doc? Well, we're talking. I said, you took it up space for an hour and a half. That's ridiculous. Yeah. You can't do that. Well, we were going up there. We're talking. We had a good time. And did you play? Well, yeah, we ended up playing. I said, you're up there for an hour and a half. What the hell? You know, And it, it just went one in out the and one ear and out the other with him. So it's like, gee, many crimson, you know. And so there you go. Typical. And then he says, you guys want to get together? No, thank you. Yeah. We left. No, we done.
Right.
It's crazy. So.
Well, party news. I mean, I did not go, but some of our friends did. And they've gone to two different parties now. One was a house party that is advertised, and they go every month. Even has themes. And people show up, and they never play. Tell me what that is. Tell me what that is. And never? They come home after the party. No. Mm-mm. Or maybe they leave before any play ensues. But no.
They didn't play, or nobody at the party played.
Nobody at the party played. Nobody at the party.
Whoa.
Can you even advertise it as a party? Everybody just sits around and talks.
Fabio and I went out one Halloween and we drove 2 hours to get to it. It was in the middle of Bufu, Egypt. It was a nice house. The guy had bucks. He owned a business. He had, you know, dead animal heads all over the house. Okay. And, you know, she was dressed up in a Southern Belle costume and came down with the whole hoop skirt and everything else, cute as a button. This chick, she's 20 years younger than this guy. Okay, 20, 25 years younger. So it was fine. She was fine because it made Fabio happy because he gets to fuck the young one, you know, and the guy wasn't too bad to fuck around with. And because I had played with him at other parties, they'd invited us to this Halloween party. We show up. There are lots of people that are all dressed up. We're dressed up. Okay, but I'm dressed up in stuff that could be taken off. Like I am dressed up in leather short shorts that you can pull off easily. And then I am dressed up. Actually, it was a leather skirt. So you could reach up underneath there and grab what you needed to grab. And I had on a bustier, you know, a bustier where you could pop the boobs out of the top and play with them if you wanted to. Right. And then I just had a mask with me. And so it was like, hey, that's what I was. And then fuck me heels. And Fabio was all dressed up as Phantom of the Opera. That's one of his favorite things to get dressed up as. And he can play in that suit. Doesn't matter. We go in and there's like probably 20 couples that are all, and there's a lot of space. And is there anything set up? There's no towel set up. There's nothing set up for play. Everybody's all eating the Halloween stuff. I don't give a shit what is there to eat. Okay. Yeah. I'm not there to eat, folks.
Not there for the food.
Right. And so it was like, and they had all of that stuff out there. And then we just, there was, and nobody played. And we said, okay, so let's go out to the hot tub. We go out to the hot tub. We get undressed out of our costumes to get in the hot tub. There's another couple that's in the hot tub. They're naked. We're thinking, okay, we'll get some action in the hot tub. We start talking to these people. They tell us that they're soft swap and that they really don't play until they've met a couple for dinner 4 or 5 times. We get the hell out of the hot tub, put our clothes on, and leave the party. And on our way home, stop. And I know I've told you guys this, so yeah, I'm repeating myself. If you listen to this blog, this podcast for a long time, sorry, guys, I'm telling the story again. But we stopped in this small town that has a 3-story bar that's an old, like, mercantile place that's been converted. We park. There's all sorts of people parking. I don't know if it's what kind of party it is or not. We park. Some young chicks get out next to us. I'm thinking I am dressed too scantily to go in. No, they get out and they're in Daisy Dukes and cop stuff and handcuffs they have less on than I do. And they're younger than I am. And I walked in that party and that bar, and it was wall to wall people. They were all younger than we were, but I got started within 5 feet in. I started feeling fingers underneath, doing some fun stuff. They were playing with my boobs as we went through. We danced all night long. Did I come a couple times? Yes, I did. Did I end up sucking somebody? I did, but it was in the back. Was it a swingers party? No.
All right, don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait, who's wearing panties.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
Good for you. Now so that you make was it a what, good time.
You make it what you make it, but you don't always get that lucky. I'd be pissed if I went out to a party like that and there was no play.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
Then they went to another gathering and nobody played. I mean, I'm like, wow. Is that a trend now? I mean,
We've been to a big party and it was more of like a hotel takeover, but it wasn't really a hotel takeover. You know, they just, nobody played. You know, you may see a guy getting his dick sucked by a wife or here and there, but there's no sex. I'm going, what's the deal here? You know, it's a big social event. So it's like, So no, we'll pass. And we have people ask us to go. So no, thank you. Not interested in it. So at all.
And then there's some other parties that they don't advertise very much, but, they're an established place that plays, every couple months or once a quarter, they have a party. They do take over a hotel. It is for 3 days. They'll talk about how we're going to go to the bars on this date and you need to be wearing this thing. And I've told the stories about that. That's exactly where we met Marilyn for the first time. But that was in the middle of Arkansas, in the middle of a very small town in Arkansas. And it was advertised. It wasn't even advertised on like C4P, which doesn't exist anymore. You also don't look for that. Or it might have been advertised on SDC or SLS. But when we got there, they had, T-shirts and with the name of the party on it that you could have bought. And they had, it was so much fun. And this poor hotel, these clubs usually will pick a hotel that's like on its last legs, that's desperate to get money. So it's not like they're not the super,
not the Ritz, like
not the 4-star, 5-star hotel Ritz. They're usually their 20 or 30 year old hotels that, have a little bit, they've been maintained, but they're not really up to snuff on some other stuff. So yeah, it's not your best hotel. They're like the Motel 6 type stuff, people. But so they had this and this some poor, stupid clerk in this hotel. There was one hotel, somebody had canceled and they rented that room to a family that was not lifestyle.
No.
The police came to the pool on a regular basis and said, you can't be actively playing in the pool. And so then they said, well, you have to put on clothes. You can't be in the pool naked. So there was a whole bunch of us who had fishnet stuff. Well, then that cop was arguing with us about whether or not the fishnet stuff was naked or not. And I'm like, okay, technically, dude, this is a piece of clothing. I bought it. Okay. And so does it show stuff? Not really. We know what's there. And so those poor cops had to deal with us. I feel sorry for them. It was just a bad situation. And that family just, they needed to go.
Yes.
A poor family. Poor family. They were traumatized.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You know what? To this day, they have a great story to tell all their friends.
Right. About the how they were at some hotel stayed, with a bunch of-
That's right. The night we stayed at the hotel with a swingers party, those people were everywhere, running around naked.
The Griswolds go to swinger hotel.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's like those guys at the lake, those college guys at the lake that dared to come over near our boat, and we were swimming topless in the water. And Big Dick Donnie's wife, she's laughing at them and giggling with them, and we start doing jello shots off of each other's tits while we're sitting there, because it's perfectly legal at this lake. And these poor college kids, all they were doing was begging us, can we go up on the boat? Can we go up on the boat? And we said, no, we will ruin your life. You will, for the rest of your life, be wanting to have older women and realize what you're missing by having to play with these girls that are your age who don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll play with the women, and those women know things.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's what it said. Dude, they will hurt you.
Your life will never be the same. And he's like, oh, I want it to be that way. No, I'm just telling you, you're not allowed up there. You know,
that was, yeah. He turned right around, swam away back to his boat. I'll never forget that.
Well, and with you guys all catcalling after him, all the guys up on the boat are all laughing at these college kids.
They're just rubbing it in. They're just rubbing it in. Look, we get to play with these women.
Right.
We came with them, literally.
Yeah, literally.
When you make the investment to drive to the party or whatever, you do. And it makes me, the longer I've been in the lifestyle, the less understanding I become to those newbies. It's been such a long time ago, so from when we started, a really long time ago, that I forget what it feels like the first time that you actually do this, and the first time you meet a couple, and you typically will go, and Barbie was one of the first couples that I met when I got into the lifestyle. It was Barbie and her husband, and the thing is that you're sitting there at dinner talking to them, and you're like, these people are normal. Okay. So what is it that makes them a swinger? You know, and you have this expectation that you're sitting across from Barbie's husband, and he's going to be the lewd guy going, you know?
Yes.
And they're not. Okay. You have this perfectly great conversation with these people or whatever. And it's just, it does truly becomes friends with benefits when you have the first couple ones that introduce you into lifestyle. You know, if you get lucky enough to have the right couple to introduce you in, you know, there are some people that I would not want to be introduced in by Puppy Dog Doc, because he doesn't know the rules. He still doesn't know the rules. Okay.
Well, and even Big Dick Donnie. That was your first experience.
Oh, yeah.
Your head is going to explode right there. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You got to start kind of gingerly.
Yeah, you do. Well, you know, and sort of talking about going to parties, and we always go to parties with no expectations. But anymore, we know our group, we know our people, we have expectations.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And when you go to a big party, these hotel takeovers, you know, if, like you said, if you invest time and money to go to these, Janet, you have some expectations, and then that's like we did too. And nope. After, you know, so that's why we don't go to them anymore, because we have heard what they are. They're big social events. So after experiencing them twice. So, yeah.
You just got to find the right people to take back to the hotel room and play or something.
You know, that's exactly right. And I tell people who we have a couple who are new, and we say, you have to find your people. You know, right. I tell them our story. You know, we about got out because we couldn't find the right people, and we just got lucky to meet you and Fabio and at a party, and the rest is history. So I said, and number one, you become lifelong friends, and then you know what's going to happen when you go to a private house party with your people.
Yep.
So, but there's also this balance. It's so weird because, like, not everybody that you meet and fuck in the lifestyle are going to be your lifelong friends. You know, I have memories of people back in, you know, when we were very, very active. You know, we would play around with them. We would meet them at a party, we'd play around with them, and then we'd go out to dinner with them the next time or whatever. And she's talking to me about antiques and just stuff that I'm totally not interested in. Okay, I don't want to go antiquing with you. I don't. Okay, I don't want to play Bunko, Blinko, whatever it is you guys play. Okay, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go play pickleball with you. Okay, I don't.
Well, you got two new hips.
I'm not that kind of friend. And you know, yep, you're right. I got the new hips and I can do that stuff. But there's some of these people that I meet at the parties, they're sweet as can be, but I wouldn't be your friend if I was fucking you. Okay. Yeah, so
that's right.
So and it's really difficult for me to say no to them. So I just have to come up with excuses. And my latest excuse is that, you know, but it's not really an excuse. It really is kind of the truth. I'm retiring from this. I'm not really looking to lock down and do that anymore. I don't need good friends anymore. I'm at a stage in my life where I don't need those kind of friends. Got enough. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're spread out and this is what we got. And then I got family obligations and stuff like that. But I really don't want to. I stink as a girlfriend. I'm not very nice. If you ask me whether or not this color goes with this color, I don't know. Okay. Should, you know, what color lipstick should I be wearing? Don't know.
I don't know.
Should I curl my hair this way? Should I wear this perfume? I don't care. I just don't.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. So I don't know.
That's
what do you,
so true.
You guys, do you want to go shopping? No, I hate shopping. I hate it. Okay, so I'd rather get the shit online, send have it brought to me, try it on. If it doesn't fit, send it back, and that's good. Okay, I love online stuff. I do not want to go to the mall with you. Nope. You know, so it's kind of weird. I just, I'm not, and not everybody is that friendship. So I'm at a stage where I'm not looking to lock down for friends anymore. Got enough. But when you first start out and, you know, when you're in your 40s, late 40s, you know, early 40s or whatever, and you're starting to jump into this because your kids are out of the house or get almost out of the house or whatever, and you've started playing, then yeah, it's nice. It's always nice to have one or two good friends that you find within the lifestyle, because you can say anything to them. They're not going to judge you. There is nothing that you can say that's going to shock them.
No,
you know,
no. And there's no jealousy or any of that silliness, you know, because
exactly.
You're all just really good friends. And yeah, if you can talk about this, you can talk about anything.
Right.
Exactly. So, but, and I know that some people really want to do the whole friendship stuff. I just don't, I don't want to do it. I'm old and crotchety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time. I don't have time.
You know, and you're right, though. It's, the older we get, the busier we seem to be, and if we don't want to do it anymore. You know, like if we had done this when we were in our 30s and 40s, sure. But we were, you know, I was in my 50s when we started. And it's like, I don't need this, you know. And now, don't get me wrong, we've made some great friends in the lifestyle, and we hang out when we're together. You know, we love you and your spouses, and we don't get to see a lot, but you know, we know we're there, and if we want to get together, talk and whatever, it's fun. But we only have a couples that we can really do that within a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like you, you know, we like spending time together. We like just relaxing. We don't want to shop. We don't want to go ride motorcycles.
No, no, I don't want to do your other hobbies with you. That's great. Yeah. You know, And always the big question, and Roger has asked me this several occasions. Do you want to go on a cruise? Because there's all these lifestyle cruises and you can cruise around on a ship and fuck around on a ship. I don't want to go on a cruise. Okay. I don't want to be in the can. I don't want to have limited laundry. Okay. I don't want to have small rooms that you have to go through. And I don't want to have it so mm-hmm. that the guy that I didn't feel like fucking last night is there this morning having breakfast. You know, I don't. I don't want to be limited. I want to be able to get off the boat and go out somewhere else. The whole thing about hotels, the whole thing about like Naughty in New Orleans, you go to Naughty in New Orleans, two hotels full of people, two. It's up to two huge hotels full of people. It's great. That weekend is great. The people that are there, most of them are there. And there are all sorts of styles and kinds. There's a bunch of sparkle ponies that can all take and show each other the top hat that they got and how cute it is and the boots that they're wearing and all that other good stuff. And they can talk to each other about all of the things that they want, you know, the pretty stuff that they wear. And then there's the other people that are like up the afternoon delight people. Let's start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, choose somebody's room. Let's go over here and play. Let's go over here and play. Maybe make it to the big group party at 9 or 10 o'clock. And then after that, I'm done. Okay. But I like it because I'm in a hotel and I can easily avoid the person. I'm not stuck on a ship. Okay. Somewhere. So no, I don't do cruises. We talked about last year the campground that Lola went to, that where the RVs were and they had those things. It sounds okay, but for me, I'm a comfort person. I gotta have a Tempur-Pedic mattress anymore, people. Okay, I gotta have running water, and I gotta have air conditioning and now. Heat.
Some of those campers have all that stuff, you know, they're pretty ours fancy. Have,
you know, right? It's not, we don't clamp, we glamp.
So I'm not even a glamper. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to walk out and deal with bugs, and I don't want to deal with with grass and chiggers and wild animals. I don't want to deal with being outside in the stuff. That's just not me. But that doesn't mean so what I like in the lifestyle is there are people that I like the hotel parties. I like that other stuff. I completely understand. Yes, it looks like, would I want to do Burning Man one time? Sure. Would I want to do the RV party in Phoenix? Yeah, maybe I'd want to do that once. But again, I'm going to be glamping. So whatever. And I don't need to sound bitchy and old. It's just after a while, you kind of learn, because when you're in it for over 20 years, you know what you like, you know what you don't like. Let's cut to the chase. Let's not waste my time. I don't have time to waste anymore.
That's 100%. 100%.
That is true.
But then again, I always say to myself, well, I wonder if there's anything else that I haven't done. And then I see someone or somebody will tell me a story about something. I'll be like, yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay, let's try this.
I'm sure there's a whole list of things we could come
well up. And yes, the latest challenge I have is that I have been invited to a party. It's the party that I like to come out of retirement for. It's whether or not I can deal with my new needs, my new hips, everything else that I've got going on in my life. Am I going to be that one that says, I'm sorry, I can't bend like that. Oh, don't do that anymore.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
100%. You can't. I mean, yeah. I used to be able to let people take my legs and push them all the way, way up.
Put
here,
those,
you know?
Ears up behind your ears.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm like, there it
behind
is,
your ears.
Baby.
Yep.
I could do that. Oh. And now I'd be like, please don't. Please, yes, please don't. Please. I won't walk for a week.
Well, and I've been practicing with Fabio, and I'm like, okay, let's try. And he'll be like, that position just isn't going to work for us anymore, is it? I don't even know if it's going to go on the agenda again. Okay.
Just... It's called accommodation. Yes. We will need some accommodation.
Take that one off the checklist, please.
I think what I need is the handicap suite.
Yeah.
You know, where you've got the walker set up and then you've got the bedpost with the stirrups hanging down so I can just set them in the stirrups and say, that's good. That's a good position or whatever, you know, and something like that. And have just a little bit of extra stuff there for me. I definitely need to have coconut oil with me no matter where I go.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just not coming out of me anymore unless I go back to doing the hormone treatment. And I'm just not at the hormone treatment anymore.
No. I can see you showing up with a necklace and a thing of coconut oil on it.
Totally.
And then
Slickums.
And then
Slickums.
And Fabio has written on you what position you can use to be
in. Written all over my body. Not here. Do this. Not this way. Yeah.
No. That's great. Yeah.
So
missionary is not possible. Scissors is a good thing for her.
Have a QR code. It'd be easier. So I'm just scan this, and then here's all the things I can do. Here's what I can't do. Okay, it's just easier if you scan my QR code. Actually, I'm going to get a tattoo of it, and you just scan it.
And I don't know if you listened to the latest Mandingo commercial, but he does talk about something very similar to that. So you need to listen to the commercial that he's because he's on the same page.
I wouldn't miss it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've been done bitching and ragging about parties. I'll let you know my decision whether or not I decide to go to that one or not. I'm so afraid. I'm not quite through with my recovery, and I'm so afraid of something popping out of place and me having to tell the emergency room person I was getting fucked by a couple of guys, and so this bone went this way.
Yeah. And when he had my legs clear up over my ears, my hip went pop. Yeah.
Because I hear the stories. And so I'm just like, oh, well, I'll think about it. I'll let you guys know how that works. And we'll reconvene at the next podcast. I'll find out from Mandingo. For those of you who would like to join the show, you want to have a question answered, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You can reach out. There's a way to email me if you have more ideas for the naming of the show. I think we're very close. If you want to email Roger, that's the way there. We are always looking for other people who want to talk to us. We can keep you anonymous. We're pretty good at that. It's all just voices. And if we need to mess with your voice, we could probably mess with your voice. Anyway, thanks to Mandingo. If you go to that website, that's also a way for you to tip him. He doesn't get paid for doing this. He puts it up and offers his technical stuff for free. So leave Mandingo a tip. The producer, he's great. He does these wonderful commercials that make me laugh and make me realize someday when we have a whole lot of money, we'll come up with all of those products and sell them and just make ourselves millionaires. A thousand bears. That's true. Until the next time, I want you to hopefully come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.